When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, this is Nina Perez and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Thank you so much for being here. As you know, we are here to discover new people, to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. So today I have Yael from Nuthord, and he's a nutrition coach who works with men over 30 who want to lose fat and restore their metabolism. And as a nutrition expert, he helps them by building a nutrition plan according to their needs, and most importantly, according to their metabolic individuality. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you? How are you doing?
Good. I'm good. I know that's I have awesome. A ton of energy, but that's just how I am. So I'm glad you're here.
That's perfect.
I'm really glad you're here. So tell us a little bit about you, Yael. Tell us about, you know, just like who you are and what you're up to, and then we'll go from there.
Right. Like you said, you know, my name is Yael and I'm a 23-year-old man. I help men who want to lose fat and restore the metabolism. I started working with this man when I was about 21. So it's been a while already. But yeah, you know, nutrition has opened so many different doors for me. And I'm very glad that I get to share this with you guys now.
Oh, that's awesome. So you started doing this yourself when you were 21, or you started working with men when they were 21?
Right. I started working with men when they were 21, correct? I started working for this company when I started working nutrition, when I was doing the bachelor's degree of nutrition science. So yeah, that's what got me hooked on nutrition to begin with. Yeah.
Awesome. So why the switch over to over 30? What was your plan there?
Correct. Yeah. I noticed that for the most part, people start experiencing those demeanors, you know, like the results of their lifestyles at that age. So that's why I wanted to focus on that, because that's usually when it all starts to show up, you see. So this usually starts saying that it's because of their age, because they're getting older, but for the most part it's just a lot of stuff, you know, that are already there and that have been happening way before, you know. So yeah, that's why.
Okay. So then you saw a need at that age. It felt like there was more of that, maybe awareness, right? Because I think when we're younger, all of us are really aware, right? Correct. We're all just like doing life at 21. We're partying, we're having a good time at 21.
That's right.
But I think you're right. Something happens, even to women, you know, over 30, where you start to look at life a little bit differently, a little bit more seriously. So I could see how that happened. Now, was that something that you yourself struggled with in your life at all?
Actually, no, it was the opposite. You know, I was that one kid who could eat pretty much anything and remain skinny. Mm-hmm. But yeah, mm-hmm. you know, seeing all these people from school in my surroundings who were struggling so much with their weight while I was not experiencing any of that was very intriguing. And I refused to believe that everything has to do with genetics. So yeah, you know, that was not like my case whatsoever. But yeah, I noticed this need that many people were this reality that many people were facing. So yes, that got me very interested, and you know, I give it a go and here we are.
So did you think that it is genetics? Do you ever think that it is genetics, somebody who eats and then gains weight very quickly, or somebody who eats, like you said, you eat all the time or you eat whatever you want and you don't gain weight? Do you think that's genetics? Do you think that's habit? What do you think about that?
I highly disagree with the fact with the saying that it is all about genetics. You know, what I think is genetic is the habits that we inherit from our parents. You know, sometimes when we see someone that struggles with their weight, you know, either they're very skinny or very fat, you look at their parents and the people that, you know, well, the legal representatives, you know, the people they grew up with, and notice that they usually face a very similar reality. So yes, I highly disagree. You know, there are many factors that play a big role in the way we feel about ourselves and the way we gain or lose fat, but those habits, those things for the most part are just habits, and you know, genetics can play a major role, you know, like we cannot deny that, but for the most part, you know, that's not the reality.
That makes sense. And the reason I say that makes sense is because you're right, that's an interesting way to put it, right? They're a representative of their parents or where they grew up, and I know that, you know, women think about this all the time, right? When it comes to their fat loss and metabolism and your hormones and all that great stuff. So you got into the men's space though. So do you think that's, did you see like a need for men? Like were more men coming forward about that, or how did you transition to want to do just men?
Well, you know, when I started working for this company, when I was around about 21, I remember that I used to work with women as well, but I noticed that, you know, the perception that I had back in the day was that women are much more self-conscious about the way they, you know, the way they look and their looks and all that. But I noticed a very similar thing with men. So I don't think there is a big difference, to be honest, you know? So that's why I feel like it is very overlooked, you know? And I thought, well, maybe if I take this path instead, you know, like maybe that's going to make more people come forward, because I don't, you know, in my experience, this is not something a lot of men talk about, but it is definitely something, you know, I can tell you that a lot of them are very self-aware of.
Right. And so how is that space going then? How is it going to getting working with men? Are you finding that it's, Is it an easy challenge? Is it a hard challenge finding men that are wanting to, you know, kind of admit that they need to do this for themselves and their life? Or how is that space working for you?
Yeah, it's very ironic because, to be honest, it's very similar as if I was working with women. The only thing that's different in my experience is that since I'm a man, you know, they usually have, they feel more, much more comfortable talking about certain things. And if they had a female coach, that wouldn't be the same thing for them, you know? So that's the only one thing that I experienced, but for the most part, it's very similar. You know, they're usually very, they want to make these changes. Their doctor, for the most part, they're giving up on their weight problem, but the doctors are telling them that they have to do something about it, you know? So that's like usually the first reason they come to me, in the first, well, they come to the company that I used to work with in the first place. So yes, you know, it is a very similar thing. So I don't think there is something in particular that's very differentiating, but for the most part, yeah, you know, like very similar, very similar.
So tell me some of the ways you work with men. Like what is it that you do? Say a man hears this episode and wants to give you a call and work with you. What is that process like? Like, what is it working with you, and what is it that they should be expecting?
Yes, you know, there are many obstacles that we need to talk about. For the most part, there are seven. There are usually 17, but I try to reduce it to seven, so the whole process is way easier in a way that is much more comfortable for both of us, you know, the people that are involved in that process. But yes, it is a lot of educating, you know, that we usually hear that if someone is fat, that's either because they're eating a lot or because they're eating a lot of calories. But if that was true in the first place, you know, we wouldn't know any of those people who can eat pretty much anything and remain skinny. So I give them a lot of example. I do as many things as I can to try to illustrate my point, you know, so they, you know, I ask them questions to make sure that they're understanding. But yes, you know, like that process involves a lot of talking at the beginning, especially the first two sessions, you know, at the beginning. And then we talk about the dominant function of the nervous system, hydration, and detoxification, correct diet, candida albicans, which is something that's very overlooked, you know, that in my experience. We also talk about the thyroid gland. And at the very end, that's when we talk about workouts, because once we have fixed those things, that's when the person usually has enough energy to actually want to go outside and work out, you know? Correct.
Yeah, that's good. So Do you work on other aspects too, or do you send them somewhere to work on, like, let's say, mindset or right? Because a lot of times what you're talking about is very, very good and practical. So I'm just wondering how you get them over the hurdle. Like, do you ever talk to them about what their mindset is and things like that? Like, do you go into like a life coaching type of thing, or do you simply stick to the nutritional aspects of the program?
Right. I actually don't focus on mindset. You know, I know that that's something that you talk about a lot, because, you know, I've seen some of your episodes, because I know, like, you know, that's your approach for a lot of things. But yeah, you know, that's not something that I focus on. To be honest, I think that for the most part, we all have the correct mindset to the things and to achieve whatever we want. But it's just that we are not, we don't have the correct knowledge. And that's, you know, that takes us back to what I said before about the education, because when we have all these misconceptions that are so wrong, they may lead us to a lot of wrong, you know, like narratives and paths overall. So yes, you know, that's not something that I, in particular, that I focus on. What I can say that I talk to them as much as they can to make sure that they have, you know, like they have a better understanding of what's actually happening. Because when we focus on fat loss or fat gain, you know, like that only, we are focusing on the symptoms, and you know that the symptoms are not as important as the root of the matter, the root of the problem. So working with the human body, you know, what's actually happening internally, that's where I'm coming from, you see? So yes, I'm more about the nutrition aspect of it, and also the metabolic aspect, because it is, you know, like they go hand in hand, and it's also very important. But mindset is not something that I focus on a lot, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the interesting thing though, Yul, is that I think once people are empowered, and that's why I do agree with that, that, you know, knowledge really can push you forward, right? And even though there's you know, other aspects of mindset that people can work on, I think also when you have knowledge and you do it right and you see results, it'll also push you forward, right? Absolutely, so yeah, that's really good. So if you what are one of the biggest challenges that you see with men? Like, if a man is listening to this right now and is like almost at the point of calling and he has this hurdle, what's the challenge that you're seeing the most with men?
I need them to forget about calories and macronutrients. You know that we usually hear a lot, very often, that we need to count calories and macronutrients. Yeah, you know, that's something that I always talk to them. And I tell them, you know, like, if you're not going to do what I'm telling you, because, you know, this is a trust thing. So if you are not going to do that, you know, I don't think this is going to be possible, because you got to trust me so I can trust you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, you know, and sometimes they struggle a lot to forget about like that, that demeanor, that mindset, that pattern. That's something that some of them, not all of them, but in my experience, a lot of them have a lot of struggles getting away of, you see. So yes, I would say that for the most part, that's it. Yeah.
So commitment is what it sounds like.
Let me see. Give me a second.
Okay.
I will say what it sounds like to me is trust, to be honest, trust in the process.
Because so some of them,
they just, you know, like a little skeptical. So yeah, I will say trust.
Okay. And so so that's one of the keys that you see that they should come to you with at that point. So when they come to you, because they need to build that, right? They don't know you from a can of paint, right?
Absolutely.
So building trust with anyone, right, is going to be it's always a challenge because the people are always skeptical. They're always skeptical because they've been hurt and they've heard stuff before. And so when people come to you, they don't 100% have trust. But is it that, do you just break that down as you start to show them your knowledge and go through a questionnaire and stuff like that? Or how does that program work?
Right. That's usually something that only lasts for like two sessions. You know, I work on a weekly basis with every client, you know, once mm-hmm. a week. So mm-hmm. By the third session, they are on board, you know, like they are all in and they know what to do. So you know, that's usually something that it's very easy to build, you know, that's something that's very easy to build once I get to know them on a more personal level. But yeah, you know, it's something that's easy for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. All right. So now, you know, before I let you go, I would like you to give us maybe a tip or two that you can give the men listening today. And then I want to also have them have a way to reach you if they want to work with you. So give us like a tip or two that these men can, even if they didn't call you, what can they start with today?
Right. Yeah. First, you know, like I want to get a little bit specific on why counting calories is wrong. You know,
let's do it.
Right. Well, that's a mistake. You know, when we go on social media and for whatever reason do a search for the nutrition hashtag, it is very likely we're going to run into some posts showing some of like common foods along with the amount of calories they have. And I have to say, calories are real. They're a thing. But when we apply this information to the way the human body works, we are left with a very accurate and misleading narrative. For the longest time, we've heard that if someone is fat, that's because they're eating a lot. But like I said before, if that was the case, if that was true, we wouldn't know many of those people, just like me, because I'm one of those freaking dudes, you know, that can eat as much as they want of literally everything while still having their ribs protruding from the upper part of the body. And I'm going to challenge you now. Have you ever run into some of those people yourself, Nina?
Of course. Are you kidding me? I'm always mad that I run into them.
Right. Yeah. You know, like that's a thing. Gosh. All these things, you know, that a lot of people are facing all these contradictions. And when that's all we have, everything can seem so confusing. And added to that, nowadays, we have a lot of different products on the market. Some of them are sugar free, you know, fat free, low fat, low calorie as well. And all this has led to the same scenario that we've been counting calories as a society for over 60 years now. And ironically, you know, that the number of people with obesity and diabetes is on the rise. So clearly, you know, there has to be something a lot of people have to be missing. Something we need to understand is that the main process that our body uses to gain fat is done by the pancreas. That's an organ about the size of a hand and sitting behind the lower part of our stomach. If you're trying to lose fat, we need to understand that this organ is extremely important because it produces many substances. One of the most important ones is a hormone called insulin. This is a powerful hormone. And what this does is that it allows the food that we eat, you know, meaning our groceries, our rice, our cakes, our pizza, pretty much everything, to actually be taken to our cells. And that's how metabolism is produced. The problem with this hormone is that this hormone is very, extremely fattening. You know, the more insulin we produce, the fatter we're going to be in most cases. So the thing that we need to do in order to control the production of this hormone is control the intake of high glycemic foods, meaning the intake of foods that can spike our blood sugar levels. And for the most part, these are refined carbs, meaning rice, corn, and wheat. So if we can do something in order for our plate to be 75% of foods that do not spike our blood sugar levels and 75% and that little 25% that's left of foods that do spike our blood sugar levels because insulin is important as well. That's an extremely good place to start, you know, so we can actually start taking control of our weight problem.
Okay, that's amazing. So that would be like one of your biggest takeaways for the men listening is that they should really start. Well, first of all, they need to call you, but they also should be at least starting to think about a low glycemic diet, right?
You said CIMET diet? Can you repeat that?
Low glycemic? Is that what you said? A low glycemic diet?
For the most part, that's right. For the most part. So yes, you know, just like you said, you know, in this case, it's going to be, for the most part, 75% of foods that do not spike, like low glycemic foods. And then that little 25% that's left, that's going to be the one that's left that we can do anything there, you see. So yes, right. That's what I recommend. That's something that's extremely important. And I don't think that's the only thing in the equation, but it is definitely something that's very, you know, that can be very useful. And that's something that I think that I've, you know, in my experience, I think can help anyone listen, you know?
Right. And have you had like a lot of clients and have you had a lot of success with your clients? Have you seen this working in their lives?
Absolutely.
Do you have an example of like a result that you've seen that's blown your mind?
Yes. You know, I remember every time I get asked this question, I remember this particular man, his age was, I believe, 33 at the time. The thing is that he got, by counting calories and counting macronutrients, he got to lose about 80 pounds, but then gained over time 100 pounds back, which is something, you know, very sad and that's something very common, unfortunately. So he came to me, he was very skeptical, you know, he got referred and his whole weight was, give me a second so I can remember, it was 220, and he got to lose not only the 80 pounds that, you know, like that he got to lose at the beginning before he reached out to me, but also even 50 pounds back. So, you know, it was crazy. I mean,
it's,
I remember
hard,
that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy because he was very happy and his doctor was telling him that he got to take away his thyroid and that he had to do a lot of things, and they were already considering the bariatric surgery, you know. It was, thank God, you know, it was good. So yes, you know, that's something that I'm very proud of, because that man, you know, nowadays he's living not only thinner, but he's making sure that the way he looks matches the way he's inside, you know. And because sometimes we think that being thin is healthy, but that's not the case. But for this man, you know, that's the case, and that's something that a lot of people can take something away from.
Right. Well, that's amazing. And, you know, I'm sure that that's really something, you know, that has helped him, because it's very discouraging, you know, have gone to have lost all that weight, which is a lot of hard work. And then to gain back plus, it is very, very discouraging and hard. And then you come at it with almost like you're defeated. You know, so
correct.
That's a great story, and I'm glad he's doing better and has surpassed that. Yeah, that's awesome. So how long is your program? How long is it if someone wants to come work with you? You know, what's the expectation?
Yeah, you know, people usually start seeing results from month number two. But yeah, I still recommend working with me at least 6 months, because like
that's
I said,
awesome.
You know, right, we're talking about the nervous system, and this has a major role in the way we process food. We also talk about hydration, and we work on detoxification, correct diet, candida vegans, and this, all these things can, you know, along with the thyroid and the workout, they can take a second, they can take a solid minute. So that's why I recommend that they work with me for at least 6 months, so they make sure that they get as many things as they can away from the program.
Wow. Okay. That's awesome. Well, I'm glad, because I think that's a really great amount of time too,
right,
for people to develop these new habits and these new way of being, which is awesome.
Yes.
So, cause I don't, you know, particularly think like a health or a weight loss program should only be, you know, like 6 weeks or 8 weeks. I'm like, that's not enough time. Not for someone who's been struggling with weight most of their life. That's just a really a short amount of time. I think 6 months is great.
Right.
You'll let us know, at least my men listening, how they can contact you, how they can work with you, things like that, so that, you know, they have a way to, you know, take back control of their life and take back control of their weight and what they want to, you know, accomplish in their life, because it's not just a woman problem. This is
absolutely
a everybody problem. So
Give
us your, give us all of your stuff where people can reach you.
Correct. Like we said before, my name is Yo, and my Instagram handle is NUTHORD. So that's Nuthor, and that's my Instagram handle. And that's also the same address for my Gmail address. So that's Nuthor@gmail.com. You can reach out to me.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for being here and talking about this topic and pouring into men, because I think that, you know, as you know, because you listen to a lot of my podcasts, I have both men and women. I focus mainly on women because I'm a woman's coach, but I love, you know, love that you're doing this on a man angle and that you can help them also, because I know that I've had men, you know, in my life, whether it was uncles or whatever, that have all, you know, struggled with their weight as well. And, you know, nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about it as much as they do for women, right? Because women are more vocal about it. That's but thank you so much for being here, Yael. I really appreciate you. And I really enjoyed this conversation. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, thank you for having me. My pleasure.
This was great. Yeah, this was great. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. You already know what to do. I'm going to make sure that Yael's information is all linked below on this podcast so that you can go ahead and click and go ahead and follow him. And also work with him, especially if you're a guy out there and you're 30 and over. Don't worry about it. We got you covered. We got you covered. Thank you guys so much for being here. Like, share, and subscribe. I'll talk to you guys soon. Until next time.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.